With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh,
what are you laughing about?
I'm laughing at this first story, Vinny. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening and happiest of Fridays. I can't, you know, this is going to be a tough story to talk about because I can't say a lot of the words in it.
Uh-oh.
Sure you can.
Let's just say Marilyn Manson is the subject of this first story.
I love her so much.
He posted up, I guess on his... I think this is on his website. He said, I guess this is Halloween, hashtag trick or treat, except trick rhymes with Richard.
Oh.
He's got a new item. If you go to MarilynManson.com, you can see that he's got some new items up for grabs. I'm just going to hand you this, and you can tell me what you think of that.
Oh, it's for his female fans.
Mm. Or male fans. Yeah. I mean, you know, anybody can really use one of those.
That's true.
That's a sex toy, and it very disturbingly has Marilyn Manson's face at the top of it. He says, don't worry, it's environmentally safe paint.
Oh, good.
It's painted on, though, which is great news.
I would love one of these of me so much.
Oh, of you?
Oh, you could get that done.
To know that
you want your face on the...
Don't you think that how great would it be to be providing pleasure for the people you love, that love you?
So it's 8 inches long. What is the thing that we're talking about? It has a suction cup on one end. That's handy.
I've seen that before, and it's neat.
Yeah, it's good.
On a shower, not
glass,
a door.
Glass shower door.
You don't do it to the door, because the door will open.
Yeah. Well, you do it to the way that the door closes, and then you...
I'd still go with the wall. But either way.
No, that you can watch. If you put it on the door, let me just tell you. If you put it on the door, someone can be standing on the other side of the door and be watching the whole thing happen.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
It has to be a strong door.
Well, it's got to be a door that's not going to swing open on you. You got to be on the right side of the door.
It just seems so...
It's great.
I would knock that thing down.
No, you'd be fine.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Sounds like you have.
No. I just said
you
no.
You have.
I just said no.
We could tell.
Anyway.
That's awesome.
It also has his name is carved into the silicone on one side.
Uh-huh. So it's ribbed.
Apparently, with his name. And it's got, it has the, you know, bulbous top, which is his face. Almost looks like the bulbousness is at his cheekbones. Great look. And so sexy. And it's only $125.
Oh.
Comes with its own little travel bag.
Oh,
you know,
perfect.
In case you're going to
get
out with you anywhere.
Diameter. So that's not a round, that's a cross.
Cross, yeah.
Is that good?
1.5. Well, it's not horrible. I actually think it's on a small scale if you're going to buy a sex toy, personally. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. I
wonder if that's molded to his shape.
Oh.
Probably is.
It doesn't look super anatomically correct.
Oh.
And there's no danglers.
I like to imagine him a lot bigger than that.
Oh,
myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would call that a medium. As far as sex toys go, I would call that kind of a medium size. They have ones that are literally so scary. You're like, oh, God, get away from me with that thing. We have one that we just never bust out because it's like, I'm not feeling like having a baby today.
You don't want that?
No.
Oh.
We did it one time and I was like halfway through. Like,
ow.
Yeah, this is not working for me.
He's like, it's working for me.
Anywho, congratulations, Marilyn Manson, on your creative new way to get people into a happy Marilyn Manson.
So did you just say he wanted the huge one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he got that one.
Your husband.
Yeah.
Huh.
He likes to, he knows that if he buys something new and shows it to me, I'll be like, we should go use that. So that's we only have a barrel of things that I've only used one time. And
am I understanding it correctly, though?
That.
So he sat on
it? No.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
Yeah.
He won't. You said he liked it.
He likes it for me.
Oh, okay.
My bad. Sorry, guys.
The way you said that, I'm like.
Me and Benny looked at each other. Do we ask?
Are you saying that? Because I'm not. It doesn't matter.
No, sure. I mean,
it's all good.
People can do whatever they want. Right. We certainly heard some crazy things people are into at the Secret Show.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, we have one coming up on Halloween. I'm sure that one's going to be a doozy.
We do.
Yeah. My brother and my sister-in-law are going to that.
Their first one.
Their first. Their
oh
first
my
ever
God.
Secret Show. That should be fun. Mm-hmm. I think I'll sit them with my friend Hot Ass Danielle.
Yeah.
She'll be.
Are they going to dress up? Well, I know Danielle well. She's always amazing.
Well, she'll be wearing some like skimpy thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she should.
I told them that they should. I don't know if they plan to or not. I don't think they're going to compete. I don't think they're eligible to compete.
No,
in
they're
the
not. But I would like to
contest.
See them dressed up.
Sure. It'd be nice to, you know, she could be like a slutty nurse and he could be a horny doctor or something. That's easy, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Can you tell Hooman to come in?
Mm-hmm. Let me call him.
I have a fun story. You know, childhood makes you, having a child, fatherhood, makes you a little more weepy than you used to be.
That's a true story.
You know, yeah.
He sounds a little stressed out.
Oh, well.
He said, one sec, I'll be there. Did you give him a lot of stuff for new music?
I gave him 10 things or something. But we discussed, he's had over an hour.
Yeah.
I don't even like to tell you, though, how much that's changed for me. I don't
the
like
crying
it.
Part.
Yeah, it's really not. It's, well, just emotional. Yeah, I'm just
over there.
Way more emotional now that I've had kids.
He got a haircut. It looks good.
Oh, Hooman did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hooman, your hair looks fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I was going to do the John Stamos story. Do you want to?
Oh, you want that right now?
Well, should I slip something else in while you get? I'm happy
No,
I can do
it.
His shorty.
Give me like 2 minutes.
Oh, great. Oh, then I'll do. Okay, you let me know when you're ready then. We'll get back to crying
fathers.
She said 7
earlier, just so you know.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I thought I had something else at 7.
You
well,
have,
whatever, my bad. Sorry. No, 7 o'clock is the.
Yeah, I got that
is
one.
The
too.
Peter Dinklage.
All right, here we go.
Josh Kushner.
I have no idea.
That is Jared Kushner's brother.
I still have no idea.
Jared Kushner is Ivanka Trump's husband.
Oh, okay.
And he basically is Trump's go-to guy in the White House.
But say also who he is. He's Karlie Kloss's fiance.
He's Karlie Kloss's husband.
Oh, they got married. Was Taylor at the wedding?
It does not
Who's
say
Who's Karlie Kloss?
She
is a model.
A model. Look her up. She's a very hot,
she's part of the
model.
Taylor squad. What do they call it?
The girl squad?
No, the Taylor squad. That's what they...
Just the Taylor squad?
Something.
Yeah, squad goals. Hashtag squad goals. they announced their engagement about 3 months ago. I mentioned this. We were talking about how she's converted to Judaism. In order to marry him.
Karlie did.
Yes. So in June, she began her studies. You know, you had to go through a whole thing. And just 3 months after announcing their engagement, it turns out that they got married this past Sunday. Oh, I'm sorry. They got married yesterday.
Oh.
Who was at the wedding?
80 guests.
Oh.
I do not have a list of them. I'm sorry. Mm. You should be concentrating on the
I'm
John
ready.
Stamos. Oh, you're ready already. Okay.
Look at me.
You are. Whew. Woo. Boy, we're not even going to need Bryn to come back.
No, you do. Because the music is just, it kills me. It's so hard.
Poor thing.
Because I listen to every song.
Well, you should not do that. You should just throw. Okay. So anyway, she took to Instagram to share the news. She posted a photo of the couple and a caption simply stating 10/18/2018, referencing their wedding day yesterday. 80 guests attended the small Jewish wedding ceremony held in upstate New York.
So they go on a Thursday, huh?
Yeah.
Well. Right.
She wore a custom Dior gown. Maybe it was the only day they could get the location they wanted.
Well,
that's a thing.
With
it's
all
cheaper.
That money, please.
This is the thing I was going to say. That sometimes you do a midweek because it's cheaper. Than
Not
the,
that they
than
they
the
don't
weekend.
Seem like a
I know
couple
that's
that would
what
need
I mean. Why
cheaper.
Don't they go Sunday? What's their deal?
Maybe it had to do with travel plans. Maybe like the only flights would leave on Friday
all
or
right.
something.
I don't think Taylor was there. It looks like there's a story here that says she was posting on Instagram that she just landed in Australia.
Oh.
Was this in New York?
This was in upstate New York. Yeah. Back in July, after he popped the question. She wrote, I love you more than I have words to express. Josh, you're my best friend and my soulmate. I can't wait for forever together. Yes, 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 a million times over.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah. So we don't have any comments out of her camp or anything, but it looks like they tied the knot yesterday. And congratulations to them. All right, John Stamos.
Yes.
He recently became a father, and he's got to be in his late 50s.
Yeah, I think it's like maybe 52.
His wife
That's not late 50s.
Let me see.
52?
Oh, he's 55.
55. A mid-50s then.
All right.
Okay. All right. So John Stamos recently had a baby boy, Billy.
They went Billy. Okay.
With his gorgeous, hot young wife.
Oh, they're married.
Yeah, I believe they are married. And he was talking about it yesterday on Live with with Kelly and Ryan.
So right here, they flash a picture of John and the baby on the big screen for the whole audience to see. So we're going to pick up from right there.
All right. Oh, God, he is really crying. It's always a wreck.
Right.
They are. They are such.
That's basically it.
That's it. They're trying, but the
do you want to keep going?
Oh, nah, it's okay, fine. Yeah. You really just wanted to see John Stamos cry.
Yeah,
oh,
that's so
sensitive.
Great.
Oh my God,
I'm wacky.
Yeah,
Uncle Jesse.
They're not even trying to be. They just take up all of mom's time. Yeah. Therefore, there's you with a boner going, I'll just go in the other room to handle this.
Or you start to get busy and then suddenly over the baby monitor, you hear the crying.
Yeah,
or
there's no...
Oh, Jesus. Or they're in there trying to pick the lock.
Like yours.
Bastards.
And I know there's some guy out there just like I used to be, which is like, I would never... Me and my lady will always do it. We will always... We will never lose the love. They're just in the way. They're just there. All the time. It's not that we don't want to. It's there's the kid again. Never. You can't hand him a five and say, go hit the arcade
it,
for
kid.
30 minutes.
Right.
It's just there they are. And the crying. That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The kid's down.
They do make your sex
this
life
is
a
our
little
chance.
More difficult.
Although John Stamos, where's the nanny?
There's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
Maybe they're doing it nannyless. Some people choose to do that.
Yeah. Which
maybe
is
the woman,
great.
The girl he's married to, is like, oh, we don't need that. I'll do it.
Well, she's
pretty soon he's going to be like,
23 years younger than him?
Yeah, she's young and 30 or something.
32.
Right? Yeah.
Good, though. I'm glad he likes it.
Yeah.
Sounds like he likes it, and that's good.
He put up the pictures and he starts crying. Oh, John Stamos is perfect.
Well, one of the pictures on, I want to say it's Franny's Instagram is his wife has now joined him on tour, and
they are
families back together
so
and
cool.
touring. Yeah,
love
good for
that.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it goes well.
Back to that tour life thing where it's like, all right, if you can do it,
well, you
do
know,
it.
That's great. The kid's going to grow up seeing the whole world. I mean, that's a kid who's going to be, you know, awoken early. clickbait. It's out there, and
I love it so much. They get me. That's not that I click on them, but they are the ones that are good at it. I really do want to see what this person looks like. Wait till you see
right.
what Suzanne Summers looks like. Well, I want to see.
Yeah, I click them a lot in
you
the morning.
You won't believe.
I spend my whole morning just clicking on, like, I'll be on one story and then I read everything at the bottom. How I go around the internet.
The next.
And they all want to send you notifications. Not now. But clickbait, and you're right, sometimes they do pay off. Like, I'll, you know, 100 pictures of the royal wedding. Or
oh, I've never had them pay off.
Oh,
I
really?
Just mean that the bait is always really good.
Yeah.
I do want to see.
Well, you click it, and then it's a 50% chance that you're going to see what was advertised, and the other 50% is, no, you're not. And they say that this week in particular, there's been a ton of clickbait out there that takes you to voter registration sites. A professor at Marquette University tweeted a link that said, wow, I can't believe this is why Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson split up, and they get a ton of clicks. When they clicked on it, they were taken to the voter registration page at vote.org, and he wasn't the first person to do it. Another tweet promised nude photos of Elon Musk. That got a ton of clicks.
Really?
And then other people started doing it, too. Elle Magazine promised a story about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West breaking up.
only to directpeopletovote.org. There's really no way to know how effective this is, but BuzzFeed talked to people who were tricked and ended up registering. Others were glad for the reminder that the elections were coming up. One guy who got taken by the Ariana and Pete hoax said, "This tweet is the one that finally got me to stop effing around and actually do it." They got themselves signed up.
I'm surprised because
you'd think
anything you'd find... No. I think anything you'd find through clickbait, you'd be suspicious of and wouldn't want to enter your info into.
Right.
That you would go... Because they do look... I have gotten legit emails where they look so legit. And if I didn't know, I would have put my info in.
Right.
Like a donkey.
Right.
And been burned.
Yep.
Because they really are working with... The logos,
yeah, they well, those
and the
are
stuff,
easy to lift.
Yeah, I know. So, I wouldn't have registered through any of that.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that'll probably save snail mail is that a lot of places are like, we will never contact you via email. We'll never call you. We'll never. You will get a piece of mail from us. Even that, I guess, you know, I'm sure people scam the mail all the time. But I think that the fines are way harsher, or like the you know. The penalties for scamming the U.S. mail are harsher.
It's federal.
Fraud yeah. through mail is is big time.
Mm-hmm.
Fraud through email, not so big. Plus, easier to hide, I'm sure. I have no idea. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A new food for you to try, Sarah.
Oh, my God. I love it's Friday.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday. We have new music coming up at 8 o'clock. Just a little reminder for Hooman, because I know he's got a lot of work to do this morning. But right now, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Fall into Savings event now. That's Carlson Subaru, carlsonsubaru.com. Here's what's happening. Boston won last night. They are in the World Series, Sarah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your Sox.
The Boss Sox.
Are playing for the title.
All right. That's great.
Also playing last night here local. Well, I don't know if the game was in Arizona, but Stanford won last night. So
oh, fantastic.
There's that. So I'm not a fan of all the days. There's too many days that are attributed to random things.
I mean like occasions?
Yeah, I guess.
Like today's National... Pet Your Dog Day.
Except Sunday is International Nacho Day, and I love nachos.
Oh, nachos are great.
They're so
Thank
good.
Thank you for telling me that. I'll do some nachos on Sunday.
81% of people say they love nachos. That's a universal love.
You know,
when you say, I mean, 80%,
yeah,
that's
oh
like,
God, sure,
and I don't
sure.
know who would say, I don't love
that's
nachos.
That's close to pizza. When I used to work at this restaurant called Pancho Villa in Leominster, Massachusetts, ding, ding, shame.
You think it's still there?
I don't know.
Can we call?
Do not call. Don't call.
Pancho Villa and Leominster?
Leominster. Leominster.
Okay.
Yeah, see if it's still there. They made nachos. So the cook was this Iranian guy named Hamid. And with one wonky eye. Total mad-eye moody. Crazy dude. So not a Mexican. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he came up with a few of the recipes, and the nachos there, instead of they were like, you'd get 12 nacho chips and there would be like a smush of like beans and cheese and you know, tomato, you know, whatever. He like each one was like a little mini almost taco, like he put the like each one had a lump of stuff in the middle of it, so you'd pick up one nacho and just, and I go, I think you're just supposed to pour them on a plate and put cheese over them and you know, whatever other stuff. He goes, no. Each one must be individual. Like, okay.
Was it on Corporate Drive?
I don't know. It's right near a mall.
Does it look like this?
Let me see. Big parking lot.
What town was it?
Leominster.
Leominster what?
No, that's been redone.
Mass?
Oh, Pancho Villa. It's in Leominster, Massachusetts?
Uh-huh. Oh, no. That's a step. No.
Yeah, no. It's spelled Leominster.
Yeah,
there's Pancho Villas everywhere, though, I think.
There is. There's like ink. Leominster Mass.
Anyway, he was bad at making nachos, and you tried to get him hip to the facts.
Yeah, no, but he said, no, each one must be individual.
Uh-huh. Like, I like the way there was 12.
Yeah, there were 12. 12 of them. And they would come on a plate with like a little thing of guac in the middle. You could dip into that.
I like that. Yeah, each one.
Sure.
Someone with everything on it.
Yeah, it's got all the things. Sure.
Because then you get to the bottom or whatever, or halfway through, and there's nothing left, man.
So he would make them all individually, and then he'd put them in the oven.
Uh-huh.
And then melt the cheese on the... Do you?
Well, sure.
Okay. Then the Iranian guy, guy.
Persian.
Right. The Persian guy had it going on.
I do a multi-layer to keep from having... So you put a little chip down... Yeah. Some cheese, some stuff, and more chips, some cheese, some stuff.
That way they lift off each other.
I can eat a whole plate of that. Yeah. There's lunch.
That's a meal, yeah. I had nachos yesterday, actually.
Oh, I had nachos yesterday, too.
You did?
My brother ordered them at this place we went to.
Are you serious?
I was like, I'll top some of those.
I just had them at home.
They were a mess. I don't like because they get, I guess the Hamid method is pretty good because... They don't get soggy. Like, you know how sometimes you get toward the middle, you're like, I guess I'm going to get a fork.
We'll use a fork.
You and your slow eating, I mean, you probably have to talk. I don't even sit down. I'll eat that right at the
sink.
I've made them. I pulled them out of the oven. They're on a mitt next to the sink, and I'm going to just chow them.
I'm not messing up anything else. I'm just going to go after. Anyway, that wasn't the story about new stuff for you to eat. This one is.
Oh, all right. I'm in.
How would you like some delicious kangaroo meat?
Mm. Is it good? I really feel like I shouldn't eat kangaroos because they're so cute, little hoppity hops.
I feel like I might have had it before.
Oh, cows aren't cute?
No, they're dumb.
Aww.
Chickens aren't cute.
They're pretty.
I think cows are
those
so cute.
Those pretty eyes.
Mm. Oh, they're
eyelashes.
So cute.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Smell.
I hate eating them. Hate it.
Most animals smell.
I eat them. I can't say I don't. In fact, I had a filet last night.
Right.
But
the most delicious part of the beautiful animal.
I hate that I do. Some students at Potter Dix High School and Junior High in Potter, Nebraska got sick last week after they ate chili containing kangaroo meat. The school's head cook ordered it on purpose. It wasn't an accident.
He ordered kangaroo meat from Australia?
The school's head cook says he ordered kangaroo meat from their food distributor, Sysco, which we've all seen.
Sure.
S-Y-S-C-O.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's lean and nutritious, they say. Wanted to do it.
Oh. Does it have a funny taste?
They're pretty sure the meat wasn't tainted. What they think is that the kids weren't used to kangaroo meat, and so it made them sick.
Oh. So it's something you have to eat for a while. Is that a common thing to eat in Australia?
Do they eat the kangaroo?
I'm looking at how does kangaroo, what does it taste like? And this particular blog says, kangaroo tastes like a cross between venison and buffalo meat. I've had buffalo meat. It's very tough.
Buffalo was like juicy and...
I don't know.
Step up.
When we were kids, my dad used to take us to powwows. Mm. And they would serve buffalo meat. But they're saying it's a gamey taste that has a lot of flavor without being overpowering.
I don't like gamey taste.
Yeah.
School fired the head cook earlier this week.
Fired him.
Because the kids got sick from your big idea.
Right.
So don't serve the kids kangaroo, but would you eat it?
I mean, I would try it if it was being prepared somewhere. And
you would?
I mean, what if it's delicious? You know, I need to
know. If I put kangaroo nachos in front of you.
I don't know, man. You made them? What's your meat handling like?
I'm good.
I actually took a food
handling course for one of the many millions of jobs I had through my
life. Yeah, but your meat handling is what's at concern.
No, I'm good. I took the course. I passed. I had to take it. To work it.
He's not picking up what I'm putting down at all. But
Fountain of life? Fountain of life.
Fountain of life?
Juice.
You mean cafe of life?
No, I worked at juice life.
Oh, like a juice place?
It was a health food place. Mm. I made smoothies for people.
Meat smoothies?
No.
See, you don't have any meat handling experience.
Now I see where you're going. And yes, I do. Trust me. Most days.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh.
Good to know.
Somebody's got to do it.
I know. I'm sad that no one can do that for you.
Too bad it's you.
Yeah. Oh, I would like someone else to handle said meat.
I would too. Yeah. Fountain of Life, I think it was. Anyway, it was right there in Encinitas, and I took the course. You had to take, you couldn't just say, I'm only going to be making smoothies, leave me out of the, so I had to do the whole course.
Mm.
I can handle the meat, Sarah. Mm. Don't worry about it.
I don't know if you can handle it or not.
I can. So you hear people saying, I'm having a midlife crisis. Yeah. And, you know, you go, all right, how old are you? Because I don't know.
Yeah.
You're officially middle-aged when you are how old, Sarah?
40.
47 oh, is the wow. age.
47. Hmm. How long are you middle-aged for?
Oh, that's what?
Well, what's after that? Senior?
I don't, they say.
Because I think middle age, you know, if you're, you can't be 55 and call yourself middle age because very few of us live to 110. I was thinking like 40 to 50 is middle age.
47, they say, and here's why. Okay. Here are the top signs you're middle aged. You start noticing a lot of your coworkers are young enough to be your kids.
Yeah, that's true.
You start having a much harder time tolerating other people's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
that's the get off my lawn guy right there.
It's like enough of that. Enough.
You notice wrinkles and gray hairs and not just on your face and head. Such a bummer.
Yeah. You get all craggy. You're like, I feel the same. Mm-hmm. Kids, just so you know, you'll feel the same. It's going to be, well, except for those nagging injuries.
You don't feel the same. You have nagging injuries. You think the same. You think you're the same guy, and then you're not. Then you're getting up three times in the night to go pee. And you're like, what the heck?
Is that what you're doing? Have you been checked?
The prostate?
Yeah.
I have been checked, yes.
Good.
No, well, your prostate will affect your urine as you get older, no matter, most guys will have some prostate
growth. Something going on with it.
And you will find yourself going, I gotta pee again.
Mm-hmm. You gotta stop drinking water at 6 p.m.
Yeah, well, John started taking some pills.
Right.
Oh.
Whatever, from Kaiser, and so he doesn't have to go pee so often throughout the night.
Oh, that's good.
It helps him, yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Because you want to stay hydrated, but, you know, you got to cut. Like, I cut myself. I don't drink anything after, like, 6 p.m.
You don't have a prostate.
I know, but I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night and have to pee.
Oh. Yeah.
I just like to go to bed with an empty bladder and then, you know. Because if I drink a big glass of water right before I go to bed, I'm waking up at 10 o'clock and I'm going to have to pee again.
My chick will sit there and be like, gulp, gulp, and it will make me have to go pee. And I'm not even drinking. Gulp, 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 gulp. What the? And you're going to get in bed.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can sleep through the night. And I sleep, I have a bottle of water usually by my
just
bed.
Just in case you need a sip during the night.
Or in the morning, or
head
if
tip
I'm taking
back.
Pills in the morning.
Just gulping it down.
I do love a big glass of water.
Well, sure.
So nice.
But not before bed. What are you, a psycho?
I try to drink a big glass of water like with dinner and then one after dinner and then nothing because I just don't want to wake up. Because even if I don't have to get, you know, like, you can make it through the night, but it's bothering you. You're having dreams where you have to go pee.
Oh, I hate those dreams.
You have dreams where you actually do go pee, but then, like, weirdly, you still have to pee.
Yes.
Like,
other signs of middle age are you realize you're older than most of the actors and musicians you like.
Yeah. You're definitely older than anyone that's in any nudie magazines.
That's a hard day. Going on a cruise sounds fun.
Oh, my God. It does sound fun, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, the Disney cruise Jane's been on.
That looks great.
It looks unbelievable.
Yeah. That looks so fun.
So awesome.
Yeah, she's doing all those weird, what are those called, boomerangs? Where?
Yes.
Yeah, she's just like standing there in like a wind tunnel. I'm like, oh, that's a neat picture.
The boomerang, I'm not familiar.
It's some setting you can take on your phone. I know, but I don't know.
I've never actually done it before, I like when people do it.
I know, I don't really understand it. I'm like, oh, that looks fun.
Me, I'm like, I finally got a picture to post. Post. Mm-hmm. Done. Mm-hmm. I don't hashtag
it. No hashtags,
And if I think of something to say, it's a bonus.
Yeah, I usually put a caption, and sometimes I'll tag you guys, but I don't really know all the tricks. Hashtag.
That's why we got a guy.
Yeah, post it out. 100 hashtags.
You've started really enjoying spending money on boring home improvement projects, putting in a new fence or new flooring.
Oh, my God. It's such
a sign of middle age.
Good feeling.
You're there.
Yeah. Oh,
You've
my
accepted
God,
the fact
there.
That you'll never fit in your old clothes again. You're just over it.
Yeah, I just got rid of them. I'm like, that is never happening again.
Yep.
Yep.
Never going back to that
Cut my jeans up and made them into a purse.
What?
Yeah.
You're more passionate about politics than ever before.
Oh, God. No, I'm not. I hate them. Please. Wish they'd just go away.
Yeah, it's funny. I've gotten so turned off to the stories. I have to stay up on certain, like this writer, journalist that was murdered. I'm staying up on it. But the Kushner, when you were talking about that Kushner guy, I'm like, I don't know that guy.
Yeah. No,
I'm just
there's
avoiding
a lot.
It because just... I can't. He's in office. And if someone can get him out, then great. Go ahead. But I'm not going to spend my days getting infuriated over every little thing that guy does. I can't do it.
I try to not do it, but some days it's like, you got to be effing kidding me.
No, and if you look, I know that there are middle age. Some people love it. They
oh my God! Clearly,
it.
It's like all they
get
talk
enough.
About. Oh.
And man,
oh,
what's his bucket?
God.
Colbert's riding it to ratings win.
Mm.
He's in the news every day. Another win for Colbert. It's like people want that.
Clearly.
I guess that's...
Well, it's nice to go and be with people who are like-minded, but I just find that it just becomes bashing, and I just don't want to even think about it, let alone bash people.
I want to go surfing and see my kid smile. There's a day.
Yeah. I want to eat some good food.
Right.
Have some good
snack,
conversations.
Right. Saw my friend yesterday.
No,
I had so much fun.
Going surfing.
We hugged.
Oh.
There was a hug. There was a goodbye hug. I'll see you soon.
A good long hug?
A
little bit longer than
there was
comfortable?
There was no full body press? It wasn't, yeah. There was no press tube steak. I mean, we weren't
like
holding each other.
Hold you, like pull you in by your lower back? Like oh,
no, there was no press tube steak. It was just a hug.
That's too bad.
No, we had a nice time, and anyway... A Krispy Kreme van was reported stolen in Lake City, Florida on Tuesday.
Oh.
Then the cops found it a few hours later, about 200 miles away in Clearwater, Florida.
Oh.
They
was
called
it empty?
No.
Oh.
They called the manager of the store, and the van was still loaded with dozens of fresh donuts.
You have to get rid of those, right? I mean, because they've been in someone else's...
The manager said to the police, keep them. We can't sell them, so keep them.
The chain of evidence has been broken.
Of course, you know, there's the police and the old cliche that is they love their donuts.
So they ate all the donuts.
Well, they did keep some, actually, but they also went and handed them out to the homeless. I mean, they had so many and they figured, we can't eat all these.
We can try. If we have any left over, we'll call the homeless. Hey, homeless.
So they gave a bunch of the donuts away and...
That's nice.
That is nice.
I love Krispy Kreme.
I know.
Oh, melt in your freaking mouth.
Those donuts the other day were pretty good.
Where did she say they were from? Stans?
I don't know, but the first one went down great. That other half you made me eat.
Mm.
Too much.
I gave you the big half.
They were big.
They were big.
Oh, is that what you did?
I did. I just took a little chunk off the second donut.
You punked me.
I just wanted a little bit more.
Driving home, I was like, oh.
Tum, tum.
I should text her an angry face right
just
now.
Just under the threshold.
I like big and fluffy, not flat. Like some places.
Wait, so you don't
big
like the Krispy Kreme? Oh.
Oh.
Oh, are you crazy?
Oh,
those
God.
Things are so sweet they make my teeth ache. Like, oh. Ooh.
Krispy Kreme. In fact, I can have two or three of those and not be sick. But.
Well, you could, based on what we had the other day, you could have four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Actually, you could have three and not get sick. Four would put you over the top. Because each one of those was like 2.5.
Yeah.
Those were humongous.
They were.
Just the way I like them.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Mm. It is Friday.
We've talked about food all break.
So much.
Maybe we should get some food.
You want to go to... Mm. I'll buy.
Oh, you will?
You right. want something?
I'm in.
I'll get something.
Yeah.
I'll get the girl something, too.
Okay.
And Hooman.
Happy freaking Friday, everybody.
How
you're
Vaughn?
Hooman?
Oh, and Vaughn, right.
All right. Anybody else from KCBS?
No one.
But he's buying.
Oh. We got his credit card.
Now stands out. My colleague. He's not my colleague when I'm calling part of the ANN.
There is no ANN.
Right.
Rawr.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, I should mention before I get to that, Cal plays tomorrow at Oregon State.
Oh.
So it's an out-of-town game for our boys' team. And the Rams are in town on Sunday to take out the 6-0 Rams. Play our 49ers at home.
Well, that would be a good one to win, wouldn't it?
It'd be great.
Yeah, they're all pretty good to win. This one would be good because
the last game,
someone's going to break their streak.
The 49ers had, they were in that game against the Packers.
Mm.
It was fun. It was a fun watch. It kept me the whole game.
Tragic ending, fun watch.
But I have a funny feeling this one's going to get away from us. Mm. New England's at Chicago.
Mm.
Sarah.
What day is that?
And it looks like the Raiders are off. That's on Sunday.
Okay.
Now for the text. Oh man, Sarah, I remember when you ordered your Halloween costume. I thought it was so early.
I know.
That you were totally ahead of the game. Sucks their shipping is so slow.
I know.
You know what I've noticed about shipping sometimes is something will get to a place if you're following it.
Right.
And you'll think, oh, it's going to get here early. But they will let it sit for a day to arrive on the proper day.
Mm.
Yeah.
So maybe they've promised you and they're like, no, yeah. We'll just let that sit.
I guess. But they, when I was talking about this last week, I went and looked and it was, I still hadn't been charged for it. And it was, they were expecting it like on September 30th, which was still 20 days ago. And they just, like 2 days ago, I saw the PayPal, like, you've been charged by Spirit Halloween. Spirit Halloween. Ding, ding. Shame.
Shame on you.
Well, I am ready for Halloween. My costume is in my house and ready to go.
I can't wait to see what you've come up with. So Dusty got you something.
Spot on. Mm. I'm going to nail this one.
Are you going to be Rudolph again?
Some weak-ass costume. What, you got a white sheet?
You got like devil horns.
That was a great costume.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, it's a cool date to get married. 10-18-18.
Mm-hmm.
So that's maybe why they went for a Thursday for the date. If that date does stick with you, right? You're supposed to remember that date.
Oh, sure. Yes. You mean Carly Kloss and...
I don't know. Whoever you were talking about. Jared Kushner. You had to explain every one of them. I've never even heard of Carly Kloss.
Oh, really?
And I'm in here every day.
She's a famous model.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Cute. Little blondie, right?
Yeah. Well, she's like 6'2".
Hmm. Yeah, tall blondie.
Oh, yes. Little blondie.
Whatever.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Peter Dinklage. I've also got a story about Nebraska that I feel like you might enjoy.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.